to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to get back to Donald Trump and hypocrisy in all of those people who keep trying to defend this criminal. And the fact that poor Donald Trump, why did the FBI do this to him? They did it to him because they are afraid. They don't want him to run for president of the United States again. And so they're creating all of this to prevent Donald Trump from representing the people of this nation again. You listen to this. I mean, these things, you can't make them up. Because all of these things are poetic justice. And this is in today's Huffington Post. And it's almost surreal. Trump made it a felony. Donald Trump. In 2018. Donald Trump made it a felony to mishandle classified documents. I'm going to repeat that. In 2018, then President Donald Trump, made it a felony to mishandle classified documents. His call, his decision. So if you want to ask the question why, they went into Mar-a-Lago. They were following the rules, that then President Donald Trump put in place. I bet you didn't know that. And now that you know it, and I'm going to delve into it a little bit deeper, it's not going to change anything for you. And if that doesn't change anything for you, what's the point in even having a conversation with you anymore? Because when this kind of information is presented to you, and it doesn't change your thought. Man, I mean, if I was you, a supporter of a MAGA guy, and I supported what you say, you know, I believe you, you're my guy. I'm a MAGA person, right? Well, you know, fictitiously, I'm a MAGA person. And I feel like many of you that this has been, you know, a mistreatment of my guy. And then somebody comes on and says that my guy is the person who made it a felony in 2018 for anybody who mishandles classified documents. I would say, oh, my God, I've been misled. The guy, the very guy I'm defending is the guy who created this. If you're right, I'm not saying you have to be a righteous person. You know, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you're right. I'm not going to go as far as being righteous because there's very few people like that. You know, maybe Connor, you know. But because he hasn't lived long enough. But you know, you would say, oh, man, I'm wrong. I've been wrong. I got to correct this. But I know you aren't going to do that because this, you know, you're following a guy who is a criminal. Few details have been made public as to why exactly the FBI and Department of Justice felt the urgent need to raid former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort on Monday. Reports indicate Trump had been holding onto materials that were supposed to have been turned over to the National Archives. But officials have not commented on what was contained in those records and whether there are implications for U.S. national security. Now, the Dickens you say, Donald Trump, while he was president, forbid anybody to do what he did. Why should he not be held accountable for that? Somebody tell me. Because I don't know. I'm just a lowly talk show host. You know? But with not a large listening audience. I'm not like the big conservative behemoths who have, you know, millions of listeners. If this was presented to them, they would never bring it up, right? Because they don't want you to know that the guy you're fighting for is a hypocrite, right? And a crook, and a thief, and a con man. But lack of information leaves only speculation about what sort of potential criminal activity the Department of Justice is looking for. Oddly enough, one of the multi-laws covering the mishandling of government information is the one that Trump himself amended during his tenure in the Oval Office, as pointed out by the Tennessee State Senator Jeff Yarborough. Tucked into a bill signed into law in January 2018 was a provision increasing the punishment for knowingly removing materials with the intent to retain them at an unauthorized location. Okay, so let me tell you where you can get this. So you can go to the Huffington Post this morning and look under politics, and this article will pop up. For those of you on the right who may say I'm making that up, it's titled "Trump Made It a Felony to Mishandle Classified Documents in 2018. And then once you read that, if you don't change your thoughts about, you know, why they went after him, it was a law he created. It was an idea he created. He never thought that he was going to get caught up in it. And then if once you read that and you see that, and you don't want to see anything happen, you're either dishonest as hell or you're just a fool. It's either or. It can't be anything else in between. Knowing this information, that's something that he wanted to make law and made it happen, and now he's trapped in what he created. Poetic justice, I think, is what they call that. It's poetic justice to people who want things to be done properly. For people who don't want things to be done properly, it's another con job. It's another one of those situations where the FBI is out to get your guy. That's how you see it. I told you where you can go and get this information. Go take a look at it. No, but you're not going to do that. Because it's a conspiracy, you say. They're after my man. No. Your man has done irreparable damage to himself. You know, there's one thing about the truth. You know, Connor, if you turn off the light, right? You walk into a dark room. You turn on the light. Darkness has to leave. The light has more power than the darkness, because the light will chase away the darkness, right? So this is the light chasing away the darkness. The light switch has been turned on in a dark room. Now, whether you want to see the light is altogether a different thing. And I can't help it. I know. You conservatives, you MAGA folk, you don't want to see the light. So you'll argue against this truth. You'll never defeat it. It doesn't matter how you feel. You'll never be able to overcome that truth. You know, if it's 5 minutes from now, if it's 24 hours from now, if it's 100 years from now, that truth is there. What you do with it now is altogether a different thing. But you aren't going to call and have a conversation on this. You can't. So you'll sit there with your fist balled up, right? That Earl, he's at it again. What, telling the truth? I'm going to always be at that. Be it on the airways or wherever I am. We're going to have a conversation. It's going to be a conversation on what the truth is. So I would say this. Donald Trump is suffering something he created, for something he created that he never for one moment thought that he would ever have to deal with. Previously, someone found guilty of this crime could face up to 1 year in prison. When former CIA Director David Petraeus was charged in 2015 with mishandling classified data, he pleaded guilty under the statute to avoid a felony charge. As Politico pointed out, a similar situation unfolded a decade earlier when former National Security Advisor Samuel Berger pleaded guilty to removing terrorism-related materials from the National Archives in 2005. Your boy's in trouble. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.